we go. Woo! Listen, I need peak energy. I need peak energy from everybody. That's what I'm talking about. Let's go. Barner Becca's got it right. How about Smashed Brownie has it right? Yeah, give it to me. Give me the horns. Give me the horns. Come on. Give me the horns. Let's go. Come on. There it is. Woo! Watching right now. Come on.
Where's everybody?
Let's go. Where is everybody? Where's everybody? You're not camping out at Plainsman Park already, but what a great idea that would be. What if you tailgated today? What if people showed up at like 2 and started tailgating before they open up that Plainsman Plaza?
Man, happy Friday, everybody.
What a big weekend. Your title says it right. What an awesome weekend. This is one of those where you got to stop, take a breath, slow down, look around, and go, how lucky we are to be alive right now. Look around, look around.
We get to be here.
How about
we get to have this?
Hotty toddy, gosh a mighty, Ole Miss is going to go down.
Is there even a hotel room for the Ole Miss baseball team to stay at, is my question. What a...
I love created controversy. I can't believe Auburn didn't button this down. No, that wasn't Auburn's screw up there, fella. But it's all right. Here are our seats for the Super Regional. I can't believe they've got wedding chairs. Those aren't your seats. Those aren't the Ole Miss seats. And by the way, it's at Plainsman Park. You're the visitor. You're not the home team. Jack? Okay. It's Super Game Day.
Yeah, it is.
How about, like, I don't super care? I do super care today.
That's right.
I super care today because it's Super Regional game day. Wow.
Okay. How's your morning been?
Pretty good.
Okay.
Pretty good so far. Lost track of time while running and then looked at the clock and I'm like, oh, no, I got stuff I got to do. So I didn't shower after I ran this morning. I just kind of...
So you're a stinky boy.
I kind of put on...
You're like smelly-welly right now.
Work clothes set number one, and then go take care of business the first half of the day. And then,
I just don't know why you can't properly plan time-wise for this show.
Fridays, apparently. Yeah, my sense of time on Friday goes out the window. That's what happens.
I've done this every Friday for like years now at this point.
That's what happens when your work day on a Friday, though, starts at 9 with a meeting and then ends with a baseball game sometime late at night. Like it's a weird day.
Tough life being you.
Brand ran further today. That's right, small time three. Brand ran further today than Ole Miss was going to have to drive to the game.
That's true. That's true. announced, not surprising, Alvarez.
Yeah.
Will be the starter tonight.
Yep.
Which seemed like the obvious layup choice.
And no question.
It became official yesterday, and can't wait to see him take the mound tonight.
That's what you got to do. Everybody's a day short of rest, but it does not matter. Doesn't matter. I bet you Alvarez is like his adrenaline. He may hit 97 on an early fastball tonight. Matt would have showered.
I would have showered and still been disgusting.
Maybe, but you know what? I'm not Matt. Somebody sent me last night, and I thought this was great, and it shows you the level of dedication for Auburn baseball fans. Somebody sent me possible hotels that Ole Miss could be staying at because they looked up online which hotels share a parking lot. And they've got it pretty nailed down, I think. I wouldn't share that in the app because I'd hate for people to go, you know.
It's all over Twitter where they're staying at.
Oh, okay. Well, never mind. Is that actually it, though? No.
I believe so.
No, it's not. That's the joke. The running joke. No, this is actually where they are.
Where they are is on Twitter.
Okay. It's not a Holiday Inn.
Right?
Right. Okay. 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 So never mind. I thought I was breaking news there. It was like my Elijah Melendez take the other day. I thought I was breaking something. Sorry.
You're Elijah Melendez. Yeah, I think Elijah Melendez is going to be good. Thanks, Brad.
Yep.
Thanks for that.
Yeah, breaking news.
I got to tell you, just to kind of pivot away from baseball for a second, okay. I love the, like, trickle of, like, posts of the official visitors, like, sharing what all is waiting for them in their hotel room that, like, Auburn has had made for them. I love that. Like, it doesn't matter what staff it is. We've always done that well.
Yeah.
I love it.
Our recruiting department's amazing.
Well, so much of it's creative, right? Because you're like editing them into, you know, jerseys and making cool like posters for them. And one thing that I haven't noticed in previous ones, I'm not saying they didn't do it, but I'm noticing it more in the pictures, are it seems like there's a crap ton of handwritten notes waiting for them under this staff.
Yeah.
Which is, I'm sure that happened before, but I'm noticing it more with the staff, which I think is cool.
I think that's an Alex Golish thing. And here's why I think that. I think it's okay for me to say this, but like Andy Burcham recently announced that he's going to the Alabama Broadcasters Association Hall of Fame.
That's Hall of Famer Andy Burcham, too.
Yes, Hall of Famer, the Honorable Andy Burcham. The head coach wrote him a handwritten, he sent him a handwritten congratulatory note. In the midst of recruiting, in the midst of everything else going on, this guy who hasn't called one of his games yet gets this honor and this distinction. And the head coach sends him a handwritten congratulations note. I think handwritten notes are top down. So.
I went through a handwritten note phase.
Yeah.
I'm not in it anymore, but used to be a big handwritten note guy.
When I worked in North Carolina, our boss encouraged strongly people to take a few hours every Friday and write handwritten notes. Send a thank you note to somebody. Kind of lost art of handwritten notes. Walt Taylor, a $5 super chat.
Thank you, Walt.
Brad, will you be inviting us to the 984 Club at tonight's game? Walt, I will not be in the 984 Club at tonight's game.
So that's a no.
That's a no. Like, I could invite you, but I don't have the authority to do that.
Got it. The invitation would be worthless. Correct. What if the invitation was a handwritten note and you just signed it? I got a feeling whoever was like, you know, the bouncer at the 984 Club, if you will. I think it'd be like, it's good enough. It's good enough.
Sure. We don't need to scan anything.
Nope.
It's a handwritten note with a signature.
Yeah, it's Brad Law's signature.
Small time. Handwritten notes are fine. Just don't go full Tom Herman with the kiss.
I can't believe you pulled that up. That's hilarious. Okay.
Tom Herman. I can't think about Tom Herman without thinking about Florida Atlantic and USF and Alex Golish running the score up on them. And the next year, after they tried to do that to USF the year before, and then the very quick handshake and move through the line after Golish and company took care of things. How's this fan base going to react the first time Golish pulls one of those post-game?
It's going to be the most electric thing in a long time.
You remember how we reacted in 17 when Gus beat Kirby Smart and said, hey, we'll see you in Atlanta.
Uh-huh.
We'll see you in 2 weeks or whatever.
Yeah.
And Kirby's like, oh, I'm going to tell Nick you said that, which is the most hilarious reaction ever. Like, I'm going to tell on you. Doesn't care. So I'll see you in 2 weeks.
But do you think Nick Saban didn't think that Gus wanted to beat him? Like, what?
Right. Yeah. Oh, well, I'm going to tell Nick you said that. Well, that's great. Weird.
Yeah. No, if that would have happened now, I think we'd be all over that. I think we would have, like, we're more online now than we were then. Like, the meme culture of the Auburn fan base would be all over that for sure. Is that the most similar one, like a coach talking smack after a game? Is that the best example? I can't think of another one.
Yeah, I can't think of another example of that. I mean,
we haven't won lately.
Yeah, They haven't.
And then like basketball, like Bruce isn't going to do that.
Right.
Steven had a few chances to do it, but it was against his like friend when we beat Florida. So like he wouldn't have done that. And then, you know, Butch Thompson's not going to do that. So
no, what if he did? What if Butch?
I would just die. Like, I'd be so, I'd be like,
can you imagine? What if Butch, after, let's say we beat Ole Miss in two games and Butch Thompson goes, man, we just whipped that, didn't we?
The way he'd say it too.
Yeah. Yeah. Just so soft spoken.
Oh, that'd be electric. I was just about, that's amazing. That's it. There won't be anything better than this.
Gosh. What is it? We got 9 hours till game time. Is it going to be a slow 9 hours?
I got to tell you. So my neighborhood got a pool. They finished building the pool probably about 3 months ago, maybe a little longer, but it was cold.
Neighborhood pool. All right.
And it opened last week. And just like, we have to go to it all, like every day now. I've been at the pool for like 3 hours every day since it's open.
You poor thing.
It's fun for a bit. But like, have you been to a pool with a baby? Like, that's not that, like, you're kind of like, you can't relax.
Yeah. Hey, everybody, prayers up for Zach. Prayers up for Zach. Can we just take a minute and just recognize how hard Zach's life is? Can we just please recognize
how
tough he has it?
Thank you. Feel sorry for me. Feel sorry for me that my neighborhood got a pool and I have to like spend several hours there every day. Golly,
That's all. I feel so bad for you, for your whole family. It's
so rough. This morning, they're like, so how much work do you have to do today? I'm like, I should be done fairly early today until the game tonight. And they're like,
yeah.
Pool? And I'm like, yeah, I guess. I guess walking out of the pool.
Pools make you tired. Glad Zach could pull through for us.
Smash Brownie.
Brownie's
always been a real one. I've always said that about Smash Brownie.
What a brave man you are. I wish we all could have your bravery. No, it can be a lot time after time. Like, I've heard the same, like people who go and own places at the beach, I've heard them say really great early. And then you kind of get tired of it. It's a phase. It's kind of a fad.
I love a pool day, but
yeah,
the dynamic of the oldest one is, you know, got floaties on, but like once you wither as she like, you know, journeys to the deep end.
Yep.
And you've got the middle one who wants to stay on like the shallow. There's like a 1 foot deep of water section before the shallow end. Zach just put some row back on, grab a C4 and hit the pool. Working on it.
You know who that is?
A few hours, and I will be doing all of those things.
Wait. You know who that is?
Oh God. Is that him? Is this him?
That's him. That's Matt.
All right.
Oh man.
Matt is banned. I banned him.
No, you did not. Would you stop it?
I banned him. Rocco, Brad, I've never watched a full baseball game in my life, but I lined up you and Andy's radio call with my TV, and now I'm forever an Auburn baseball fan. That's great. That's awesome.
Thank you, Rocco. Truly. I don't want to rush past that.
Matt,
let Matt back in. Unban him.
Get out.
No, let Matt back in
here.
I don't
know how to unban him.
Are you serious?
We'll work on that. But why? Why? He's only sabotaged this program and this podcast. Why are we letting him back in?
Oh, man. What if I send Matt the link? What if Matt just joins the show? Shouldn't Matt just become a third member of the show?
He can become a second member and I just leave.
Holy cow. We are we're having way too much fun. Next live dive better be at the pool.
It's always packed, or I would consider that.
Yeah. Free Matt. Justice for Matt. See, now the audience was with you until you took that swift action. The audience is telling you that was too harsh. What if we need more free Matt and justice for Matt? What am I?
Should we let Matt back in chat? Yes or no? Yeah. I vote no.
Yeah, I vote yes.
I vote no. Okay. Do we want to talk about anything today? Do you have anything planned?
I just kind of figured we'd talk baseball and recruiting. Yeah, by the way, so be careful, Brad. Matt and Zach may bond to kick you out. This has already happened to me with someone I work with. One of my work colleagues has gotten in with Zach, and he doesn't talk to me anymore. Trace.
Who?
Trace.
Oh, we text once a week.
Yeah. And he doesn't talk. You don't want to have anything to do with me anymore because you're too cool.
To be fair, though, it's nothing of substance. It's always just like Pokemon card stuff.
All right. Zach, thank you, Daniel. Daniel Moultrie for the $5 super chat. Zach, are you ready to talk about the AJ Brown trade yet?
We can. Do we want to do that?
I mean, I think he asked you for it with a super chat.
I don't think it's worth a 2028 first. I don't. Older receiver. But also, if you think you're competing for a Super Bowl and your championship window is open, how good is that pick going to actually be? Are you going to be able to get a guaranteed receiver at that point that's better? And also, cashing in on Drake May before you have to pay him. That all makes sense to me. A lot of Patriot fans were in the same boat, and then they saw, all this, A.J. Brown posting pictures of him as, a kid and all that in, a Brady jersey or whatever.
Yeah.
But then if you look at it, I think it's AI because he's a kid wearing a Nike Tom Brady jersey and Nike didn't have the deal yet. It should have been Reebok. And then other people have zoomed in on other pictures and he posted a picture of him having a Patriots rug and people are zooming in on the details and I think it's all he might have grown up a Pats fan. That's fine. And he certainly seems super happy to be there. But I think all the pictures that people are using, I don't think they're real.
Okay. I think other people are with you on that. I think other people are saying the same thing.
Yeah.
What?
So that's weird. Don't love that. But I am happy that he's going to be there, especially if you re-sign Stephon Diggs. That'd be really fun and old receiving core.
Wardam Sean 256. You know if we're in on any 5-star commits for visits?
Don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think so. But I do think there are some. I'm an expert on the timing, but all 5-stars have not been dealt out yet. So, does a top 5 offensive tackle eventually get a 5th star? Does, with the number 3 running back in the country, does he eventually get a 5th star?
Yeah.
Possibly.
Is Sean from Piedmont? Is Sean the Sean I know from Piedmont?
I don't know.
I don't know either. But the 256 is what made me think.
Sean, are you from Piedmont? Yes or no?
Yeah. Real quick. Can I do something serious? I don't want to bring down the tone. We've been having a lot of fun. But I do want to mention Paul Ellen.
Please.
Passed away yesterday. And Paul had been sick for a while, and we kind of thought this might happen soon, but hated to see it come across yesterday. Glad that he's not in pain anymore. Paul Ellen, when I became an Auburn fan, I was immediately a radio nerd, and I listened to pregame, I listened to postgame, listened to every bit of it. And Paul was the one, if I have an analogy, he was the one who greeted you when you got to the house. He was the first voice that you heard. So he would open the door and welcome you into Auburn football game day. And then he did post game too. So he was the one who, when the day was over, would walk you to the door, say, drive home safely, and we'll see you back here next week. And then when I got to start working with Paul, it was surreal. It was I can't believe I get to work with Paul Ellen. I'm giving him break. I'm telling Paul Ellen when to go to a commercial break. What? This isn't real life. The funniest man I've ever been in the presence of. so smart, loved Auburn, and really loved the people in his life. And so we will miss Paul, and I posted yesterday. There hasn't been a day that I, like, since I started doing pregame and postgame, there hasn't been a day that Paul hasn't been in the front of my mind. And there won't be. I could do this for 30 more years, and there won't be a game day where Paul Ellen is not front and center in my mind. So yeah. His wife, Pam, is a tremendous woman. And so prayers and support thoughts to her and to the rest of his family. We love Paul Ellen. So,
all right. Well said.
Thank you for letting me say that.
Well said. Absolutely.
Yeah, that is Sean. That's Sean.
That is Sean.
Nice. Go Bulldogs, Sean.
All right. What do you expect to see tonight in Plainsman Park, both on the field and off the field?
Yeah, I expect to see Andreas Alvarez be peak Andreas Alvarez. If he can get the corners. Like last weekend, I thought the umpires were consistent, but nobody got corners. No pitchers got corners. If he can get the corners, he'll be outstanding. He may throw fastballs at 97. Like, I think his adrenaline's going to be incredible. And the atmosphere will help him with that, too. So, I don't know. It's a power. Like, they get a lot of extra base hits. Ole Miss does. They have two guys with 20-plus homers. Three more with double-digit homers. They're a homer and doubles team.
Yeah.
Their pitchers lead the SEC in strikeouts. So, can you get ahead in counts? Can you swing at strikes and not swing at balls? I think you're going to know early. Like, if you get if they strike out five times in the first two, three innings, that's not a good sign. But if they can make contact, then I think it's a good night.
Yeah. The atmosphere as far as off the field, if Auburn performs and does the things that you just said they needed to do,
yeah,
it will be the most electric environment in the history of Auburn baseball.
Yep. You're 100% right. I think that's not hyperbole. Daniel, $2 super chat. Ethan Bingaman going to have yard cards this weekend. He did last weekend.
He was incredible last weekend. Yeah. The Rev. Ladies and gentlemen, the Auburn Tigers are your 2026 NCAA Golf Champions of the World. The Auburn baseball team is going to win against Ole Miss Rebels 10-0.
Woo!
Y'all ain't down with that. We got two words for you. War Eagle, the Rev, coming in hot.
Coming in hot and loud, and we love it. How about this? Amen to that. Amen, Rev.
Amen, Reverend.
I give you an amen.
1,000%. No, thank y'all for supporting the show.
Yeah. 10-0 is enthusiastic, but hey, can you imagine? What if they do? Let's just come out and hammer them.
I mean, they have the ability to. I mean, Ole Miss's offense, a lot of it is those two guys. Now, those two guys are a lot. Don't get me wrong. Those two guys are worth building a lineup around, 1,000%.
Yeah. Unimark and Bassetta. Yep.
Mm-hmm. So, but if you can take care of them and if you can make their pitching be non-existent early, you have a chance to bust it open. That's a lot of ifs, though. That's tough to do.
What I thought was interesting is their pitching is set up. They've structured their pitching a lot like Auburn has lately. It's not starter, setup, closer. It's starter, finisher. Five innings, four innings. Like it's a – or 6-3. But they're kind of going to one long reliever to work multiple innings and close out games. All the more reason to try to get as many pitches as possible. Like if Auburn doesn't score in the first inning, but they work 22 pitches out of the starter, good. Good.
Yeah.
Play the long game.
Yep. I've said it a few times throughout the week. I think Bub Terrell strikes quickly. What flavor Celsius is that?
Watermelon lemonade. That was the last drink. It's now gone.
The last drink. What do you mean?
The last.
You buy a lot at once?
No. It was the last sip of that particular one.
Okay.
It's empty now.
Watermelon lemonade?
Yeah, watermelon lemonade.
I bought a Ninja slushy machine.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I'll tell you what, you are on the you're high on the hog right now. We got a neighborhood pool and a ninja slushy machine.
You know,
there can only be one. There can only be one Zach Blackerby, ladies and gentlemen.
I guess so. Smash Brownie, I feel like we'd be friends in real life. I feel like we'd be friends.
You know what? Matt just told me that he re-entered under a different name, Smashed Brownie. That's actually Matt that's talking to you.
Auburn, if that's true, then the theory from earlier, you do have something to worry about.
Yeah.
Auburn Brawl Star, have a good weekend. Yes.
Thank you.
You as well, Auburn Brawl Star.
Thank you, ABS. I love that name.
Smash Brownie collects cards too. What's your best card in your collection?
Wait, he collects cards to what? I collect cards to what?
Oh, you're playing into the wrong usage of two. Got it.
Right. Correct. Yes. I'm being that guy.
You are that guy. You're edgy today.
I'm telling
you. How far did you run this morning?
4.5.
Good for you. Okay.
I'm not going to say that. Look at me. I'm Zach Blackerby. I just bought a ninja slushy machine. What's your favorite thing to make?
Like a protein milkshake.
Okay. How is that different from a smoothie maker or just a blender?
Yeah, so that's easy. This doesn't blend anything. You just pour the liquid in there, and it turns it into a slushy or a milkshake.
Got it. Got it. Okay. Got it.
So if you wanted to do that, you could like blend, if you had some like juices or something, mm-hmm. and then you would pour the juice into the slushy would be the difference.
I gotta tell you. I don't know.
What does that even mean?
I don't know what that means.
And why did it pop up in chat twice?
I don't know. Is it two separate ones? Did he mean to do that? I mean, in some respects, he's not wrong. Anyway, I don't. Wow, that's great.
Oh, man. I don't know what that means.
The way Zach says juice makes me think he drives a Subaru.
What does that mean?
Oh, gosh. Noodle just said today's show's so unhinged. Let's hope tonight's crowd is equally as unhinged. I think it does. I think like the climate of the fan base right now, just in the people we have watching and commenting on this show, is totally representative of what we got coming tonight.
Yeah. I mean, goodness gracious, the Barncast tonight is going to be spectacle.
What all kind of different stuff do y'all do for the barn? Like, you have different prompts, right?
Yeah. Like, we've got something we do every time we get a strikeout.
Yeah. Don't play it.
Okay.
Save it for the barncast.
We have something every time somebody hits a home run, or just when the vibes are high, you know, we can play, you know, a few different things.
Yeah.
Christian told me he ordered props off Amazon this week, so I can't wait to see what he's bringing tonight.
So there's going to be new stuff tonight.
I guess so. Gosh, him calling you Edgelord is crazy. It's insane. Tyler Lucky, thank you for supporting the show. If you meant to put a chat in, we'll keep an eye out on your messages.
Yeah.
We'll go for a few more minutes here. Guys, if you haven't already, please consider being a member, joining. So the way you do that is if you're already subscribed, that subscribe button turns into a join button. And we ask that you consider joining that. Brad and I are doing an extra post show every single day. It also gives you access to Afternoon Delight every single afternoon. We also drop film breakdowns, and we're talking about adding some more stuff as well.
Yeah. By the way, those post shows are a lot more like this live show, just in the tone and
Yeah, with a little bit more information.
Sure. Yeah. Tyler, my first ever live dive, former Bama fan, War Eagle.
Wow.
I tell you that. Floppy says Tyler deserves trumpets for that.
Yeah, we can do that.
Do we give trumpets for converts?
We can. We absolutely can.
Shout out Tyler.
There we go, Tyler. Welcome in the fold. I see that hand.
You know, heaven rejoices every time someone converts to Christianity. The barn celebrates whenever someone converts to being an Auburn fan.
I don't want to be the intent is not sacrilege here, but you almost want to go, you know, I know there have been some people who have seen everything that's happening with the Auburn family and you want to be a part of it. Would you just lift your hand if you would like to convert and be an Auburn fan?
Yeah.
Thank you. I see that hand. I see that hand. Thank you.
Up there in the back. Thank you. Yes, I see you.
I see you in the back. Thank you. That's right. A way to be courageous. You will not regret it. You won't regret it.
All right. Let's send this out with the We Love the Barn song.
Love it.
Dab, Zach, Brad, and Kyle, Hunter, Graham, Lindsay, T-Dab, Chance, Ben, Trey, Jacob, Christian, don't forget his name's Fred Gaskin, Afternoon Delight, Village Vice, I'm about to see the light. We love the barn. We love the barn.
Come on, say it loud.
We love the barn.
Let's hear you. All over. Here we go.
Octopuses have three hearts. The baseball game is about to start. Nope, there's a 6-hour rain delay. Albernator, birds and gators. Panama Canal has got a savior. Zach hates Matt, Big Ben Brad. I just took you 2-pound town with a strap. Dab, Zach, Brad, and Kyle.
Sorry, Luke. Hold on. Sorry. All right. That was fun.
That's so awesome.
Rob, thank you for becoming a member. We love you so much.
Thank you, Rob.
All right. We will still have our normally scheduled shows today. Tonight, Barncast. Probably start a few minutes before 7 o'clock. Be there. Come hang out. In the meantime, become a member. Support the channel. We love you so much. Brad, that does it for today's show.
It does. Thanks, everybody, so much for being here. We really appreciate it. Remember, until next time, everyone has vices. Make sure Village Vice is one of yours.